Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am so happy to have you here. If this is your first time tuning in, I would love if you would just listen to the nonprofit that we have today, but also try to get involved. The goal and the mission of this show is to really get you involved, knowing what's happening in Tucson, and to also find really amazing volunteer opportunities. You can follow the show on Facebook and Instagram at Center Stage Tucson. I also want to give a quick shout out and a thank you to Rick Johnson with Wynn Home Inspection, Catalina Foothills, for sponsoring our show today. If you need a home inspection, whether you're buying a home or it's just general annual maintenance, you can reach him at 520-850-6213. Thank you again for sponsoring the show, Rick. So thank you, Jennifer, for being here with us today. Our show today is Southern Arizona Book Heroes, and we have the founder, Jennifer Turner Jones.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So can you tell us just a little bit about who Southern Arizona Book Heroes is and how it started?
So with Southern Arizona Book Heroes, we put duffel bags full of children's books into our police cars. So when there's a car accident, a domestic violence call, or any type of call that children are around, the officer gives a book to help distract, soothe the children at the scene while the adults are being questioned or whatnot. And what had started it, which dawned on me about a year ago, is I was that child that we try to reach out to. I was abused as a child and taken away and was put into a shelter, and there was a bookshelf there. And I would just lose myself in the books, trying to get away from a reality and go travel somewhere else where it was safer. And so Southern Arizona Book Heroes is so much more than just a book. It's about strength and hope, even in a way healing, if you want to think about it that way. And what our goal is to bring awareness to child abuse, children's PTSD, and ACEs, which is also known as adverse childhood experiences.
So the topic itself is huge, of course. And, you know, it's easy sometimes to forget how many kids are experiencing trauma and how many kids are out there without the stability that they need in life. And going through a situation like this, that's some kind of trauma, where, I mean, if they're just going to sit there and watch something happen, that is traumatic. That's scary.
And so our goal is to try to distract them, and so they're not focused on the situation. So we try to push literacy on the kids nowadays through Southern Arizona Book Heroes. And we also have bundles of, I call them bundles of warmth, which is a hat, gloves, an emergency blanket, and socks. So if someone is, let's say, asleep on the side of the road and it's cold during the winter, then the officer can give a bundle to them. We're just trying to also bring more positive towards our first responders. And as of today, we are in 22 departments statewide.
Wow.
Yeah, when I first started, I was like, oh, Tucson Police or Valley. Never in a million years expected to grow outside of Tucson and our surrounding cities.
That's amazing. I picture, as I'm sitting here, you know, a child who is scared and who needs that distraction. And, you know, a book opens up a whole new world. And you know, I kind of laugh. My kids and I have been reading some books the last few days. It's a little book series about, you know, a kid who has an alien who comes in and moves next door. And so it's the new kid at school that's an alien. And I mean, I can't even tell you how excited my kids are to read this book. And they keep asking me, can we read 3 more chapters today? You know, can we read 5 more? Can we finish this book today? And it's just, it's so cool because it's opened up this whole new world, all these new possibilities when, you know, when they're bored or when they need a distraction for something. They start talking to me about Zeke from the book.
I love it. I love it.
You know, it's so amazing because they may not have all of these other experiences that open them up to kind, positive experiences. And these books are creating a world where things are the way they should be. And when they're experiencing something that's not how it should be, it can be hard to process in itself.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of that escape, having, you know, a different world to enter, to be able to go and be part of the story. And I will say you're not the first person to tell me that books are something that helped get through trauma. I mean, the concept of having something to take you into another world and to have that imagination and to see the positive in the situation. It's so beneficial for kids.
It is. It definitely is.
And learning to read is, of course, a good thing. So pushing literacy is a very good idea. I'm all
yes,
for that.
It is. Well, kids are so in tuned with computers and laptops and phones and everything like that. And they may not have that at the scene. And a book, there it is. And they can touch it and feel it and turn the page and what's going to happen next? And we give officers books that range from 0 to 16 years of age. So it's not just for one age group. There's approximately 30 to 50 books in each bag. So we are reaching 30 to 50 kids out there with each bag. And like
That's
TPD
amazing.
Has right now 60 bags. And so 60 times 50, 3,000 kids, and that are being helped through our organization.
That's amazing. If someone wanted to get involved in trying to help to get these books to the officers, well, let me first ask, does an officer opt in to this program where they want to carry these, or is it in the car? How does this work?
So what happens is I do a delivery to the department, and it's up to the chief or the headmaster who distributes the bags. So I do not know who has the bags and who doesn't. I do know that a lot of the SROs, the school resource officers, have them, and departments like the child abuse area and everything. Other than that, I don't know. So it's just I do the delivery and then the bags get dispersed by what the chief believes is needed.
And the books that are in these bags, you mentioned that they're from 0 to 16. So that's a wide range,
yes.
A lot of different kinds of books that are there. Are those new books? Are there any opportunities for used books?
We used to accept used books. But unfortunately, we would get books that were so tattered and torn that we stopped doing it. And then, so now we do just new books and new plushies. And in all reality, that might be the only new thing that that child gets in their life. So we try to focus on new books.
That's really, you know, an interesting point too, that for some of these kids, I mean, they're getting a gift that could very well become the new favorite. You know, this is a new gift that they're receiving. And you mentioned you also do stuffed animals?
Yes. Yes. Some of the bags have stuffed animals. Some of the bags have the little small Lego sets, like little Hot Wheel cars, card games like Go Fish and Crazy Eights and stuff like that. It just depends on what has been donated to our program at Southern Arizona Book Heroes. But our main focus, like I said, is books.
And if someone wants to donate books, are there any requirements for what kind of books you can accept? I mean, we mentioned the age range is very wide. Are there any restrictions, though, as far as what kind or how big or?
Oh, yes. We try to stay away from anything political, anything holiday, family oriented, like the book, Are You My Mother? Because we do not know the background of the child. Yeah. We don't know where they're from or anything. So we try to make the books as neutral can possibly be.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
And then is there a kind of a list of what someone can or can't donate on the website? Something that they could go and refer to?
No, we do have an Amazon wish list.
Okay.
I think it's posted on the website. I'm like, I think. And we
And
just,
what is the website?
It's Southern Arizona Book Heroes. It's SOAZBOOKHEROES. SouthernArizonaBookHeroes.org.
Okay, and if someone wanted to call, what would be a good phone number to call and get more information?
Our phone is 520-475-9662.
Okay, well, thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Jennifer Turner Jones with Southern Arizona Book Heroes, and they are providing books and stuffed animals and some small toys that are given to kids who are going through some kind of a traumatic situation. Those are distributed by police officers and sometimes resource officers like at a school, or someone who comes and who is responding to a call where a child is dealing with a difficult or traumatic situation. We'll have more information in just a couple minutes. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. We are listening to Jennifer Turner Jones with the Southern Arizona Book Heroes. And if you missed the first part, they are providing books to kids who are in difficult or traumatic situations. And so it's a really cool opportunity to help a child who is experiencing something that's really hard. And it kind of helps them to have an opportunity to distract themselves or to disengage from a traumatic situation and to be able to kind of escape into another world and to help them cope with what they're dealing with. So just the opportunity itself is a really cool opportunity. And the way that, you know, it's set up, it's not a lot of face time. It's not, you know, a really involved program, but it's something that in the moment that it's needed is so impactful. So thank you again, Jennifer, for being here and talking with us about this. If someone wants to donate books to be part of this program that will go to a child who's in these difficult situations, what kind of books, we mentioned it before, but just in case, you know, 0 to 16, what kind of books are you really looking for and where can they take them to drop them off?
Right now, our biggest need is 4 to 7 years old. And you can drop them off at Saguaro Trophy, 2616 East Broadway. It's between Country Club and Tucson Boulevard. Businesses can do book drives, sororities, fraternities, all the way around. I'm like, so.
And so all year round, at any point, there always are opportunities to give books. And so we did mention before, they need to be new books. And that you want them to be neutral, because we want to keep in mind these are going to kids who are experiencing a difficult situation. And so the books should be something that are comforting. Yeah. And not...
Not about moms and dads and families and holiday and everything like that.
Not and, something that could trigger the yeah. situation that's going on.
And speaking of books, there is an event going on right now at Didi's Discounts on 22nd and Algernon, where they are donating books to us, and there's a table there and everything like that for you to get more information. Again, it's Didi's Discounts next to Fry's on 22nd. pass out or not.
And so if you're listening and you are the owner of a bookstore or you are the owner of a shop that sells new books, that could be a really good opportunity for you to be involved in the community and to run a book drive for Southern Arizona Book Heroes. So think about that. If that's you, you're being called out.
Yes, you are.
If you have a group or, you know, some kind of group of people or some place where you can do a book drive, you can host a book drive. And if they wanted to do that, what would they need to do to set it up and get connected with you?
They would just need to call me to get the do's and don'ts of it. And so you would just call me at 520-475-9662. Again, 520-475-9662 if you want information on how to host a book drive.
And there are also community events. If you're wanting to get involved, we're looking at different ways to try to get the books in the first place so that we can get them into the hands of the officers who are working with these kids in traumatic situations, but also volunteer opportunities. And so if running a book drive is not really your thing, there are other ways that you can be involved and you can help out. If someone wanted to attend a community event and host a table or sit at a booth for you, what might that look like and how do they find
So you
those?
Would follow us on Facebook and we have the opportunities on there. We are doing a booth at Comic-Con next weekend. We will be at a MAD event, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and a couple of other events that we will be hosting, just an informational booth so people can learn more about what we do at Southern Arizona Book Heroes. And again, all the events are on our Facebook page and eventually will be on the website. I'm working on it.
And can anyone volunteer to do those booths?
Yes. Yes. And then we are also building our junior ambassador volunteer program where it's mainly focused on high schoolers and it's to help for like college resumes or if they're in the honor society and stuff like that. We do have an orientation at Tucson Tea Company on October 21st at noon. So if you have a high schooler in your life that needs volunteer hours, drop by and get more information and learn more about it.
And that could be a really cool opportunity also for high schoolers or maybe even older middle school if you've got some responsible kids that might want to sit out at a booth and just talk to people about what's going on and, you know,
and maybe why books are important to them or something. So
yeah, it's very impactful to see youth who care about something like this and who want to see other kids have the opportunities, especially in a difficult situation, but who are advocating for other kids who can't advocate for themselves.
Yep.
Super cool opportunities. What about some, we've talked a little bit about just different ways that you can get involved and volunteer. If someone wants to donate, we said you can go and drop books off at Saguaro Trophy. And I mean, that's a year-round thing, so you can always drop off those new books. If someone wants to attend one of your fundraiser events, I heard that you have a really, really cool one coming up.
It's the Midnight at the Masquerade. It is a murder mystery, so you will have to guess who did it. We have the actors and actresses from Unscrewed Theater coming in to help us out, and it is on September 23rd at the Savoy Opera House from 6 to 10, and Who's it going to be?
So could it be someone who attends that committed the murder?
Who knows? You'd have to come and find out.
So I'm guessing when you sign up, you get your tickets, you'll get your part that you're going to play. You need to dress up accordingly.
Masquerade, yes. And we will have masks available if you don't have a mask. And it's going to be a fun time.
That sounds really cool.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And having some actors there to keep things interesting will be a lot of fun. So, how much is a ticket if someone wanted to go?
So for one ticket, it is $150. For a couple, it's $250. And to sponsor a table, it's $1,000 and it seats 8. And it includes food, entertainment, 2 drink tickets, and a whole bunch of fun.
And are there opportunities if a business who's listening in wanted to sponsor, maybe not necessarily the seats, but if they want to be sponsors of the event, do you still have opportunities for them?
Yes, we do.
So lots of different ways to get involved in that event. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
You know, I did one of those when I was a teenager, and it was a lot of fun. I haven't done one since, but just the playing along in the midst of meeting all these new people, yeah. It just sounds like a lot of fun. A really cool event. If you can make it out there, it was September 23rd?
September 23rd from 6 to 10 at the Savoy Opera House.
And how do we buy tickets?
Online at Southern Arizona Book Heroes .org or on our Facebook, the events on there, and just...
Okay, and if you can't make that event, there is one more that you've got coming up soon. Can you tell us about the next event as well?
It's another themed. It is on November. It's on Wednesday, November 8th from 6 to 8 at Skate Country, and it is 80s themed. So we will have raffle prizes that are geared towards the 80s, and they will be playing 80s music, and we'll probably have a costume contest who comes in their greatest 80s gear.
And I'm sure there's opportunities as well for sponsorship there if you're listening in and you'd like to sponsor or be part of something.
Nope, it's just you come in and pay $4 and have a good time and purchase raffle tickets.
So it's kind of funny that you pointed out that these are themed parties. It seems very fitting because one purpose of, you know, the kids having these books and having this distraction is to be able to kind of enter into another world. And yeah. So at these fundraisers, it's really an opportunity for you to kind of do the same thing. And if you are going through a difficult time in life, being able to, you know, go to something where you're kind of just pretending to be something different, you're entering into a new world. You know, the scenery is different, the clothes are different, the atmosphere is different. It's a really cool opportunity to disengage with the difficult situation and to just have some more peace and, you know, to enjoy yourself for a little bit.
Yep. And we will be at Comic-Con next weekend at the Tucson Convention Center. And we are part of the scavenger hunt. So if you are going to be there, make sure to find us.
So what I'm hearing is lots of fun.
Yes.
Everything you're describing, they're fun events. There's something fun to go and
do. Yes, yes.
Very cool. So if you like to have fun and you want to get involved and help out some kids, there are some really cool opportunities. Can you tell us one more time, what is the phone number to reach you at? And then what is the website?
It's 520-475-9662. And our website is southernarizonabookheroes.org. SOAZbookheroes.org.
And we talked at the beginning of the show, if you missed it, about how this is not just a local program. This is statewide, and there are opportunities statewide. So if you know someone in another city, someone who wants to get involved, who has a passion for helping kids that are going through difficult and traumatic situations, there are really cool opportunities across the state to get involved and to make the donations of these books.
Yep.
So very cool. If you are in another city, are there other drop-off locations, or would they need to coordinate that with you?
They would need to coordinate that with me.
So it sounds like if you know someone in another city, maybe you can help connect us so we can get some more coordinated drop-off points.
Yes.
So thank you again. We had Jennifer Turner-Jones with Southern Arizona Book Heroes, and this is Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We are talking about nonprofits that are here locally impacting our community. We're talking about what they're doing and who they're serving and volunteer opportunities. There are so many amazing things that are happening in Tucson. And if you are not currently involved, if you're not currently volunteering, I really want to suggest that you get out there and that you start seeing some of what's going on, because it is amazing. You can reach more for the show at Center Stage Tucson on Facebook or Instagram. And you can always reach out to me, centerstagetucson@gmail.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.